So on. In the first half, we've got Rosemary Pierce, holistic pharmacist, and it's brighten your day, brighten your mood. And in the second half, we have Don Demure, an educator for Vogel, and he's going to be talking about Biostrath Herbal Yeast Tonic, an oldie but a goodie, not to be forgotten. But first, here's Alan with the Health First News.
They're sold everywhere, but can probiotics, the good bacteria found in some foods like yogurt and in supplements, really help restore digestive health? Maybe, but only for some people, new research suggests. The Israeli researchers found that some people's digestive systems held onto the probiotics given in a supplement, but in others, the body expelled the good bacteria. And in a second study, the same team found that when taken along with a course of antibiotics, probiotics may actually delay gut bacteria from returning to normal. Senior study author Dr. Aaron Ilanov said the findings suggest that more caution is needed when using probiotics and that there shouldn't be a one-size-fits-all approach to probiotic supplements. Findings from both studies were published September 6th in the journal Cell. Online searches about heart disease peak in the winter, a new study says. That's when deaths from heart disease top out, too. Heart disease is the leading cause of death worldwide, and more than 600,000 people die from heart disease in the United States every year. They found that search volumes were 15% higher in the winter than in the summer in the United States, and nearly 50% higher in winter than in summer in Australia. The analysis also revealed that there are more searches about heart disease in regions of the United States with higher rates of heart disease deaths than in areas with lower rates. Ross and Rachel from Friends did it. So did Carrie and Mr. Big from Sex and the City. But couples who break up and then make up repeatedly, in what's known as relationship cycling, may be setting themselves up for a heap of emotional turmoil, new research shows. An estimated 60% of American adults have been involved in one or more of these entanglements. Study author Kale Monk said there are a lot of misleading media messages in popular songs and TV shows, as well as famous narratives saying things like, if you love someone, let them go. If they come back to you, then you know it was meant to be. The study was published recently in the journal Family Relations.
So today we have Rosemary Pearson, and she's a holistic pharmacist and has spent decades and decades creating lots of different information and education to keep people well emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. And today we're going to talk about brightening your day and brightening your mood. So welcome, Rosemary.
Thank you, Kathy. Good to be back with you.
Oh, it's good to have you on the show. It's a great time to talk about cognitive wellness and getting your brain kick-started. So how do people help their mental wellness?
Well, besides the mental, emotional, and spiritual aspect, there's also that physical aspect. So we want to kind of look at it from all those different angles. And first of all, let's just focus on the brain for a minute, because the brain, just our physical brain, is the most energy-demanding part of our body, and yet it only takes up 2-3% of our weight. Now, within our brain, of course, we have then our mind, and how our mind looks at things is really going to determine just how well we deal with the world, how optimistic we're going to be, just how bright our future will be. So, but this brain, that's only such a small part, if we don't take care of it, none of that can function properly. Because we need, for example, we need our brain cells to connect to each other. And we need those neurotransmitters. So there's so many things we can do just on the basic level of supporting how our brain functions, and then allows us to go into more expansive, more positive, brighter thinking. And this is a time that often people think about that as school comes back in, courses are on, people take workshops, and or maybe starting a new job. Often people do that. So all of that activity needs to be supported by a really healthy diet, and there are many supplements as well that support that healthy diet.
No, nootropics are kind of a new science in the last decade. People are really finding a lot of science behind how to fuel the brain. What are some of those products that you see coming up again and again as helping to promote the cognitive wellness?
Well, the very first one would be vitamin D. Good old vitamin D that 50% of the world population has too low a level of. Now, why would that be? Let's just take a look at that for a second. A lot of the times that will be because vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin/steroid hormone. So it has both roles. But it needs to be absorbed with fats. And that means that we have to be processing fats, which a lot of people are taking more of now, good things, especially if they're the good fats. And as we take in those fats, we take in these fat-soluble vitamins. And by the way, we might as well include vitamin K, because vitamin K and vitamin D are both thought of as basic, really important nootropics. Or nootropics are important for brain function, performance, prevention of disease. So this vitamin D and vitamin K fat-soluble as well needs to get absorbed with our fats, and a lot of people are not absorbing fats well. So that points us right back to our digestion and into finding ways to make sure that we're emulsifying our fats in our body. Emulsifying is kind of like breaking them down into small particles so then our fat-digesting enzymes can break them up. So as I look at vitamin D and why are 50% of our population, most likely has to do with the function of the liver and the gallbladder and the digestive system, stomach acid. So improving one's digestion, here's another way again that it improves our brain function, our mental thinking, and our all-over health. Interesting, hey? That
it's very interesting.
Maybe we're not absorbing that vitamin D. Maybe it's,
How can we increase our ability to absorb the fat? Is there something specific we can do to make sure that our fats are being digested?
Yes, and the omega-3 fats, too. Let's put them in there. Well, first of all, make sure you take these supplements. The omega fatty acids that you're taking, the vitamin D, vitamin K, all of the fat-soluble vitamins, vitamin A and E, with food. Because you need the digestive enzymes and to be produced, and they won't be produced if the food. And also, to work with the liver, do foods that are easy on the liver, greens and beets. All of those foods, and then it's interesting because the reason why I'm so keen on this area is I've been researching the health of the liver and the gallbladder, whether you have one or not, and how the bile is absolutely necessary for people to start to break fats down from larger globules to little tiny droplets, globules, which then our enzymes from our pancreas can break down. So sometimes if people either don't have a gallbladder or have liver issues, eat a lot of fat and find that their stools are light-colored, they float, they're oily, they might need to take bile salts.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's quite an important area. Even myself, I didn't realize until I researched it in depth just how much that's going to be a limiting factor on people getting their fat-soluble vitamins.
Mm-hmm. And can we talk about the vitamin D? It's often overlooked, and it's a supplement that's safe for everyone, right?
Yes, it's not one of those fat-soluble vitamins unless you are taking like 50,000 units a day, large, way high doses. Are you going to have a problem? Most likely you'd find it in your stool if you did. So generally safe. Yes.
Okay. As we're heading kind of into a darker season in Canada, what would be a required dosage?
Well, according to Health Canada, it's 1,000 IUs a day. I just saw a supplement in somebody's kitchen who, of course, was questioning me. Mm-hmm. They bought it from the States, and each little capsule had 10,000 IUs in it.
Right.
So that should just, you know, Health Canada says 1,000. Its maximum is 2,000. Mm-hmm. But yet, in the States, legally, you can buy 10,000 IU capsules. And that's because it's recognized that we need more than that basic
right.
dose. But I can't give you an exact dose.
Oh, okay. But the RDA is just to keep you from getting rickets, basically. It's not to really bring you into full health.
Yes, it's not meeting the 400 or so jobs that vitamin D does in the body. Every cell in our body needs vitamin D. And
okay.
yeah, and also our neurotransmitters do. It's just so important. And then remember, you want to add vitamin K in there,
K2. That's K2, right?
Yes,
okay.
In there as well. And then you can build from there because the omega-3 fatty acids. So, you know, cold water, salmon, not Atlantic because it's firm, but Pacific salmon, cold water fish that you know to be clean, and other sources of the omega-3 oils, very important for the body.
So good. So the first common factors are the fat-soluble nutrients, the vitamin D, the vitamin K2, and the omegas from the whole body of the fish coming from the Pacific, not the Atlantic.
Yes, unfortunately, unless you know that these farm fish are in an environment and grown ecologically and they're, you know, they're isolated and protected. They're starting, at least on the West Coast, they're starting to do a bit of that. So I don't want to say every mm-hmm. single, but in generally speaking, you're going to get regular old farm salmon that's not going to have those high omega oils.
Right. So find your wild salmon. Rosemarie, we're at halftime. We're going to have to go to a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to continue talking about things to help our brain performance.